Last year, Milwaukee police made more than 14,000 arrests. Given that number, it might be shocking to hear the latest totals Police Chief Edward Flynn has delivered.
We made 2,500 arrests just in the month of July. We've made another 2,500 arrests so far in August. So that's 5,000 arrests in 2 months.
Flynn says it's a mixed bag as far as the types of crimes committed, but violent offenses are responsible for the increase.
The spikes are robberies and shootings, and homicide, of course, is up, and that's a component of our increase in shootings.
Homicides are up 20% this year. Flynn says his officers are out in the community interacting with people who appear to be suspicious. Mayor Barrett says the tactic should help others feel safe.
The department is being very, very proactive. It is continuing to work with neighborhoods and citizens. And bear in mind that in some of the neighborhoods that are hit the hardest right now, you have really good people. These are poor neighborhoods, but there are really good people who live in those poor neighborhoods. And they are the real victims here.
While both Barrett and Flynn tout the number of arrests, Sheriff David Clark says bookings are actually down compared to the same period last year.
That's not a bad thing, but that's not an outcome. That's an output. And I'd like to know what the results of those arrests were when it came to charging in the district attorney's office, because that's where the problem lies.
Clark has also criticized judges for being too lenient with offenders. There could be more. Several legislators are working on a bill to impose a mandatory 3-year sentence on people who illegally possess guns. One sponsor is Democratic Representative John Richards.
We need to step in and send a strong message that if you're going to go that route, you're going to jail.
We asked the DA's office what more arrests mean for the criminal justice system. So far, no one has returned our request for comments. Reverend Willie Briscoe has strong opinions. He says the emphasis on arrest amounts to a war against Milwaukee's black men.
It's destroying the entire structure of our community. The churches are down now to try to put that moral fiber back into our communities, to speak sense and truthfulness to our governments that this system of war on drugs, this new Jim Crow of locking up young black men for vagrancy and for minor drug incidents, for mental health issues, these are all things that we have to address.
Briscoe calls on religious and social groups to take the lead. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.